T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The Yankee Report with Sweeney Murdy is brought to you by New York Community Bank and the NYCB family of banks, online at mynycb.com, by your locally owned and operated Papa John's, the official pizza of the Yankees, by Adorama, the official electronic retailer of the Yankees radio network, by Interstate Batteries, every battery for every need, and by Carrier. Turn to the experts. Sweeney Murdy, I guess he's up in Fenway right now. Hi, Sweeney, how are you?
I'm in Boston. I'm not in Fenway. There's still a long time before the game starts.
Yeah, indeed.
But,
indeed.
Yeah. How you guys doing?
Oh, we're tremendous. How are you, Sweeney?
Does 2004 feel like yesterday, Sweeney?
No, not at all.
No, the opposite. It really does not feel
no,
like
No, I know
yesterday.
It doesn't. It feels like an eternity ago.
No iPhone, no Twitter,
right.
Nothing.
I was still doing overnights when that happened.
Yeah, it was a
long time ago.
You think about how long ago it was. Yeah, people have talked to me all the time about how, you know, the Yankees Red Sox rivalry isn't the same. Well, of course not. You know what those two guys were fighting for? You know, it was game sevens 2 years in a row. It was trip to the World Series 2 years in a row. It was historic finishes in completely opposite directions 2 years in a row. So when they're playing, you know, 19 times a year and you see a 3 or 4 game series in August, okay. Yeah, it's not gonna be the same thing, guys. This is a step below. There's less margin for error because it's a 5-game series instead of 7. But you also don't go to the World Series if you win. So this is still going to be a lot of fun.
But you know what this is, Sweeney, to me? This is the beginning. And hopefully it is for both franchises, because they are so much younger,
right,
both of them, than they were in 03 and 04. Everybody was in their 30s in 03 and 04. Now everybody's in their 20s. Both have really good futures. Both are going to spend a lot of money. And you figure that this is going to be the first of many between these teams.
Yeah, I think you hope that somebody else figures out how to, you know, the East can't have the best record, because, you know, if both these teams are going to make the playoffs, then they're just going to end up facing each other in division series all the time. They get through the wild card game. So you need somebody to finish with a better record so that you can maybe set up an ALCS matchup down the road. You know, listen, you pick and choose. But yeah, I was out to get some coffee. Weather's turned a little crisper. It's good, man. This is what we wait all year for.
You know, I said this, and I understand, Sweeney, that there's a lot of pressure on the Yankees, but to me, the more pressure is on Boston. They won 108 games here. They had this unbelievable year, most games they've won in the history of the franchise. You know, I think there's a little more pressure on everybody. I get it. I think there's a little more pressure on the Red Sox here.
I agree with you for this reason. If the Red Sox beat the Yankees, we're going to, you know, at some point, not everybody, because there's going to be people that want this guy fired, that guy fired, whatever. But for the most part, we're going to say, listen, that's a 108-win team. You ran into a buzzsaw and you lost. Okay, you're still, as Evan pointed out, you're still a young core team that has visions of doing this more in the future, and you work to get better and figure that out. Not everybody's going to take that tack, but you know, the Red Sox have this historic season in front of them. I was doing a show last Sunday, and I spoke to Mike Cameron. You know, he was on the 0-1 Mariners, and you know, they ran into big pitchers and got beat. You know, they don't have a great piece of history. They have a memorable regular season. That's not what the Red Sox want. That's not what anybody wants when you get this far. So, yeah, I would agree with you, Joe.
You look at these two teams, there's a lot of differences. And one being that the Red Sox don't strike out nearly as much. They'll steal a few more bases. But the negative about the Red Sox for them is that there are guys at the bottom of the order that you really should get out. I mean, Sandy Leon, if he's playing, or Christian Vasquez, if he's playing, both of these guys' offensive numbers are borderline horrendous, right? Jackie Bradley is there for his defense. He's certainly not there for his .230 batting average. Devers may become really good at some point. He's not there yet. To me, they can't let those guys beat them. Mookie Betts, J.D. Martinez, Xander Bogaerts, Benintendi, they're studs. They're going to be tough. It's those guys that Yankee pitching, to me, have to get out in this series.
Yeah, a couple of things about that. I think, you know, you're right, in the Yankee lineup is more balanced than, you know, the Red Sox, which is top heavy. But if they can't do something with Betts, Martinez, really doesn't matter what those other guys are going to do. You know, it's a lot of this is going to be about controlling Mookie Betts. And I know that's, you know, it sounds very simple and it's easier said than done, but you know, he has tortured the Yankees all year. And I think if you figure out how to, you know, keep him off base quite as often, then you can maybe get through the other parts of the lineup without as much traffic, obviously. And the thing about the strikeouts is going to be interesting, because the Yankees' specialty is striking batters out. So when they turn over the rotation to the bullpen and start bringing in these guys with the idea of striking guys out, that's when you're going to see, which is going to win here. It's just two of these forces butting against each other. The Yankees are designed to, you know, they don't need to get more than four or five innings out of these starters because of the way their bullpen is designed, the way the rest in the series is designed. The Red Sox aren't as strong in their bullpen, so they're going to maybe need to push their starters a little bit farther. Because they don't have the same weapons the Yankees do coming out of the pen.
Mm. You know, one of the big factors, Sweeney, in this series to me is the David Price factor. And Evan brought up a great point. You know, if I'm managing the Red Sox, maybe I start David Price in game one, because I got to figure he's going to get beat up by the Yankees. And now, if Chris Sale loses tonight, now you got Price in a huge game two. I'd be a little concerned about that. He's probably going to pitch twice in this series, and the Yankees have owned this guy. To me, that's a big factor in this series. What do you think about that?
I will throw the opposite thing at you. Who's Chris Sale right now? What do we know?
You're right.
We have no idea.
Chris Sale
goes out there tonight and gets knocked out in the second inning. You use all your bullpen. There goes your David Price theory, you know? So I think that's another reason, you know, beyond having this great regular season, you know, the pressure the Red Sox are under, they're rolling the dice here a little bit in the first couple of games, simply because there's an unknown factor with the injuries that Chris Sale has been through in the second half and the David Price factor that you're talking about in game two. The Yankees don't have to win both the games here. They just have to win one.
Right.
Win one of these next two games and you come back to Yankee Stadium. It'll end at some point, but the Yankees are undefeated at home in the last two postseasons. You know, I had forgotten about that after, you know, the wild card game of the day.
Right.
You know, I don't think coming back from 0-2 is real advisable this year again. But you know, the Yankees are going to feel confident if they're coming back to Yankee Stadium 1-1.
You know, it's funny you asked the question, and I think this is probably maybe the ultimate key to this series. What the heck is Chris Sale? The guy's only pitched 12 innings since the middle part of August. So it's not just, in his last performance against the Orioles, his velocity down and he wasn't very good. Forget that. He hasn't pitched. He hasn't pitched six innings since July 27th. He hasn't pitched seven innings since July 11th. We just haven't seen him go. I know what David Price is. David Price is a good pitcher against everybody but the Yankees, and he wilts in the postseason. The track record is the track record. Chris Sale doesn't have a track record in the postseason. He's only made one postseason start. It's about the fact that the guy just hasn't pitched in the last 2 months for the most part.
Yeah, and you know, I don't know if you're going to get three good innings out of him. I don't know if you're going to get six good innings out of him. I would tend to lean against six just because of the work it would take to get there, and the workload hasn't been there to get that far. I forget who I was talking to about this, but you know, game plans have changed a lot recently because of the way bullpens are built. And you used to be able to say, work a starter, get him out after five, six innings, and you're going to be good. Well, you know, everybody's bullpen is built to bring guys out sixth, seventh inning on now. So now you're kind of working it. So you have to try to get these guys out after, you know, three, four innings and stand a chance against a weaker part of the bullpen. The Red Sox are a little bit of an exception here. You know, I think they're going to have to ride some of their starters. Maybe they're a little bit better built for game one because you can have Eovaldi available for you in game one here. And, you know, Stephen Wright's an X factor here, too. Remember there was the game last month where, you know, the Yankees were crushing, and Stephen Wright came in and just shut everything down. Red Sox came back to win the game. You know, that's a little bit of an X factor, and that might be something possible for game one as well. So, you know, there are some options in back of Sale if Sale isn't Sale right away. But eventually, you're right. The Red Sox are going to go far only if he shows you something close to his form.
You just hit on something that would make me nervous for both sides because you have no idea with a knuckleballer. Stephen Wright's been the Red Sox best reliever in the month of September, and it's not really very close. But he's Stephen Wright. He's a knuckleballer. I mean, I guess he could come in and dominate, but he could also come in and not be able to find the strike zone. That would make me uncomfortable if I'm a Yankee fan or a Red Sox fan when a guy like Stephen Wright's on the mound in a big spot.
Yeah, I agree. You know, and listen, the Yankees are, you know, I think you saw the wild card game is a little extreme because of the do or die nature of it and because everybody is rested. But, you know, the Yankees were prepared to only get four innings out of Luis Severino. I was frankly surprised he came out to start the fifth because of how much he worked and how emotional that fourth inning got. The Yankees can still, you know, I don't know how the whole series is going to go where maybe the performance gets undercut a little bit because guys work too much, but they're prepared to have starters take them through, you know, four plus five and then ride somebody home. So, I don't think the Red Sox are built quite that way. They would like Eovaldi to start game four. So I think if you can get around the game one or even game two without using him, I think that would be something that would be advantageous to them. But Wright, you know, Wright can be an X factor. I don't know how many, but to your point, how many games can he be an X factor in? I don't know that if he comes out and does three innings in game one tonight, when are you going back to that well again? You can't do it in the David Price game.
Mm. You know, Sanchez had a pretty good game in the as far as behind the plate. He didn't make any mistakes behind the plate. He didn't get any hits, but that it was more to me about what he was doing defensively. We know he can hit. How about that aspect here? Because you know he's going to be catching here. How about that? You concerned at all about him? Maybe messing up behind the plate.
Well, the Red Sox are a little more active on the bases than the Oakland A's are, you know, to put it mildly.
But he can throw people out. One thing he does, he's got a terrific arm as far as that aspect of it.
He does, but the A's were not going to test him no matter what. You know, the Red Sox are still going to try to make that happen. So it's not about you're talking about catching it cleanly and throwing somebody out. So, you know, the first part of that becomes maybe something that you're going to watch for. What the Yankees don't have the luxury of doing, they're not carrying a third catcher for this game, so you're not going to defense for him early with a pinch runner and then, you know, ride through a couple of innings with Romine because you don't have the third catcher. I'm curious to see if there is an instance where they put him in late. I know they're going to defense around the rest of the diamond. You saw how early they were willing to go with Echeverria over Andujar the other night.
Very early.
Yeah.
That was probably pushing it a little bit. They were up by two runs, and the spot in the order came up where, you know, if his turn had come up in the bottom of the sixth inning, he probably already scored some runs. So they took that chance. I still think you could see Echeverria in as early as the seventh inning, depending on how the game goes and where they are in the lineup. I think you'll see Brett Gardner in for defense for McCutchen. Not that he's bad, but his experience in these two ballparks is limited compared to Gardner. So I think that's a plus for the Yankees when you have a defender like Gardner to be able to plug in there. You saw Neil Walker at first base late. I think there's a chance you could see that as well. The defense is the Achilles heel for the Yankees. They got lucky the other night when none of those first three misplays really came back to bite them.
The Yankee bench is all about defense and maybe a pinch runner. They're not going to pinch hit for anybody, you know, so it's really pinch run maybe, use Gardner, pinch run for somebody if you're trailing, but the rest of it, and you laid it out, it's just about defense. That's why their bench is there.
You know what you could do? You could maybe run Gardner for Voit and then bring in both guys.
Sure.
You bring, you know, because there's not, you know, you're not going to run for McCutchen. And if you run for Sanchez, then you're, you know, you're to your backup catcher, you've got to make that work. So, I think that's less possible this time just because of the shorter bench than the last game. But yeah, I think they're going to be very liberal in their bullpen use, and I think they will push the envelope when they can with the defensive replacements with the lead.
What's your prediction? Come on, let's hear it, Sweeney.
Give me one.
You know what? I never make these because you're always wrong or just lucky. I think the Yankees are going to win one of these two games. I think that's what's going to. I think we're going to play at least four and hopefully five. The Yankees can win this series. I think we've established that. And that's all anybody wants to know. Can they win? Of course they can win. They were a good team this year. As much as people hate to acknowledge it because they just want to crush a 100-win team.
Right, the worst 100-win team ever.
What a terrible 100-win team they were.
The worst.
They were a little over 500 for a large chunk of the second half of the season because they weren't putting a full lineup out there and a full team together. This team is different than the one that was out there most of the second half. And, I know you can appreciate it a little bit because, you're following teams that don't win 100 games, except if you count April of the following year.
Yeah.
And sometimes May.
Sorry. And June. Sorry. Let's keep going.
You're killing me, Sweeney.
This team got a little bit of a boost by playing in the wild card game because they could see what that lineup is capable of again. You know what their bullpen is doing. They're built for series like this. So can they win?
Oh,
of course they can win. And that's all that's you tremendous. Should be wanting.
I think 1988, by the way. It's 30 years ago the last time the team you're referencing won 100 games.
But you know what, Sweeney?
I just want to point out, Sweeney. 30 years ago.
The thing that,
thank you, Sweeney.
I don't know if people understand this, and it's not that difficult of a concept, is that most teams, unless you're talking about the 98 Yankees or the 01 Mariners, most good teams have stretches where they play 500
right.
baseball.
Correct.
That
Correct.
Really the whole key
the
to a baseball.
Long stretches.
Okay,
yes.
Yeah.
Which,
because
which makes what the
Sweeney, the key to
the
a season is to do that.
That much more impossible. You know, it's hard to do that. And listen, last year's team won 91 games. They started 21-9. I forget what they finished, but that was it. It'd be, May to August was not a whole lot happening.
They easily made the oval last year, by the way. Just want to say that.
How'd you do this year, Joe?
No, I didn't do. I didn't do anything. I didn't touch anything this year. I didn't.
Weren't touching the money this year.
Nah, I thought they were a little too high, and I was at the very last second. I was going to bet the over on the Mets, and it really wasn't a good value bet, and I smartly didn't.
Sweeney, you know what value?
You know what I mean, Sweeney?
You know what value bet I made a month ago? You ready for this one?
What's that?
Go ahead.
Mm-hmm.
Rockies to win the pennant.
Yeah,
a month ago. A month out.
Okay. That's a good. There you go.
Now I'm a little ticked off. They couldn't get that third run across.
Right.
They didn't yesterday. But
no wonder you were saying they should have won it in the ninth.
There you go. Of course, he's locked in.
Totally selfish.
Selfish.
See, now you're learning what we do. We root for fast games and good stories.
There you go.
Because we're selfish.
And
man.
I root for money
for your outcome.
That's right.
He's looking to see if he can get a Vinny Castilla throwback jersey.
The thing about the worst 100-loss team, just all because the Yankees
worst 100-win team.
You never 100-win team. You never go into a game, let alone a series, thinking, oh yeah, the Yankees will probably lose here. Yankees for good reason. The Yankees and their fans always believe they're going to win that day's game. So when they lose, well, this guy stinks. That guy gets fired.
Right.
This guy's never going to be any good. Blah 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 blah. It's baseball, guys.
Right. Well. Yeah, we don't have that. I certainly don't have that problem. So,
No.
Name the sport, and I don't have that problem, Sweeney. You know what I mean?
you look at a 10-day road trip and go, all right, wake me in 2 weeks.
Right, yeah. Hey, 4-6. So where do I sign? Oh, the pain.
Thank
all right,
Sweeney.
See ya.
See you guys.
Sweeney on the Yankees. He's in Boston tonight. The Yankees against the Red Sox. And I'll be in Boston tomorrow doing a show beginning at 5 o'clock from Fenway Park.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.